Yes.
Hey, Charles, can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay, sorry about that. I had my headset turned up here. My name's John. I'm the director here, but I want to let you know, yeah, this isn't one of the sponsors that we're actually calling you about. This would be the local guys. So I don't know if you are near a computer or looking at the search results page, but there's three guys that will show up for the area right next to a map. It's just under the sponsored guys.
Okay.
And you'll be one of those. The sponsored guys are doing what's called pay-per-click, so it's a little more expensive. It's a little costly.
Right.
They get charged every time somebody clicks on it. So these ones, no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees, just one flat monthly rate. We list you up there for 15 different keywords or phrases at a time. So we'll be able to target your specific niche with the electric side of it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it just the electric gates?
Yes. I only do electric gates. I don't do fencing. I really don't want to do the physical gates. I just want to do the openers and the,
gotcha.
You know,
okay.
I mean, that's not something that, I mean, Angie's, I'm on Angie's list or Angie's lead.
Okay. How do you like
and
that?
I don't.
Okay.
Cause they apparently give people, they get a lead. And then they give it to, you know, like 6-8 different people and then charge 50-something bucks each.
I heard that, yeah. Yeah, their leads are very saturated.
And I've tried several times to get in touch with people. They don't answer. I just wanted to get a price. You just cost me $70 so that you can get a price. Don't say that to them, but I'm thinking you just charged me, you just got $70 of my money just because you wanted the price.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Angie's leads is not working because if they want the price, they should tell Angie's leads that and then Angie's leads should not charge us. You know?
Right. Right. No, I agree. I've never really agreed with them charging per lead in the first place. You know, our company's partnered with Google, and I've tried to have conversations with them. I was wondering why they're allowing Home Advisor by Angie's List to get leads off of Google and then sell them like that, because it's just not ethical. You know, they sell it to four guys, and they charge $70 for four guys, and obviously, only one person's going to get the job, you know? So three out of the four guys you just sold it to are duped, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an unethical system. But Google's concept on it was, hey, they're paid advertising company, just like every other company pays us to advertise. And it's kind of like, you know, like I get their stance on that, but, you know, when do you step in? Like, where do you draw the line? As in something, they're not doing something ethical. So there's actually been some stuff going on, though, with the Federal Trade Commission. If you look up FTC versus Home Advisor by Angie's, and they've been under investigation for the last 2 years, actually. So they may get shut down altogether.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
a
lot of it seems like
a scam to me. I mean, really, really, really does seem like a scam to me. I mean, you can't tell me you're going to sell me a lead and then sell it to other people, and you know, and then they'll tell you, oh, if you get it in there in the first 5 minutes, you're more likely to get the lead. It's like, wait a minute, well, did you just okay? I have other work I got to do. You think I can just drop everything for it to when you send me a lead, especially when they do it at 8 o'clock at night?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, like who's going to really sit down and have a conversation at 8 at night, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, but you have a unique opportunity here, though. I mean, if we put you on the first page of Google, it's gonna put you in a position where you wouldn't need anything like that in the first place.
Now, how much is this going to cost me? That's where, because right now I am not getting 40 hours a week at my normal job,
mm-hmm.
and I am not getting business through my company. So
okay.
money is something that's very, very tight right now.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And I mean, we could definitely get the customers coming in. Even with you being in a niche like that, according to Google, there's been 1,812 searches within a 40-mile radius for electric gate repair. So I'm not saying...
That's what I do.
Yeah, exactly. And that's in the last 30 days, right? So I'm not saying you're going to get 1,800 calls. Some of these people might have searched 4 or 5 times over because there's not a guy to fit what they're looking for, right? You're kind of in that mm-hmm. niche. There's not these other guys they're being referred to are like fencing contractors.
Right.
So we could definitely get your phone ringing with clients and it'll pay for itself with those clients that it's bringing in. But, typically they ask for $299 and a setup fee for the website. I can waive the setup fee and I can reduce the rate down to just $199 to help get your foot in the door. And then, I actually, not just to get your foot in the door, I could lock that rate in. So that way you keep that deal for as long as you want to continue to stick with us. But our goal would be to help you land as many of these jobs as possible each month. So that way you don't have a problem continuing to be on the first page of Google.
Now, when you say the website, what do you mean? Are you putting a website together for me? Are you taking over my website?
We'll be hosting your website on your Google business profile. So like when you're on Google, you should have your own Google site called a Google business profile. That's where people leave your reviews and are able to look you up and everything.
Which I'm trying to get
we'll do it, very honestly. Yeah, we're partnered with Google, Charles. We would actually do it. Like when people request verification, Google would send them over to us to do the verification. Sometimes you have to do a video over the phone, or other times they could just do it with the postcard in the mail or filling out a form. You know, they make it very difficult, especially if you don't have a partner doing it. They don't have any urgency on it. They'll just kind of push it to us. But when you're doing an advertisement like this, it takes priority, and we get it going as fast as possible because we want to get your ad up and running, start making you some money, and obviously Google makes money in return from you being up there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I do see you have a nice website, and this will definitely help get that website in front of the right people at the right time, right? You maybe have about a 30-second window before they start calling people, really, you know? From when they do the search to when they actually reach out. So we'll make sure they're seeing you there as a top option.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have 200 right now. I'll be honest with you. I've got money out to one of my customers who is a net 30 paid company.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm expecting money back from them. And mm-hmm. I've been checking my mailbox every day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird how people are, they're so quick to ask for services. It's so slow to pay for the services.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Especially since it was the 15th of last month that I did my service and they said, oh, it's a net 30. And I'm like, well, we're coming up on the 15th of December. When am I getting my check?
Yeah.
Jesus. And if that check had come through, then I'd probably be saying yes to you right now, but I don't have that right now. And then I don't get paid until not this Friday, but next Friday on my normal job.
Okay.
At this point in time, I'll be honest with you, there's nobody in my area that does what I do.
Right. So, I know. That's what's the frustrating part is like there's a definite need for what you do and there's a demand out there. But just in principle, it costs them money to actually get this done. So it's like they won't allow me to
Oh, I understand.
Give you a free month, or I would, you know. I feel like it would solve problems on both ends, and we'd be able to collect next month,
right.
You know. But they don't. I've tried. Yeah, I've been doing it for 12 years. I've ran into people and heard crazy stories where I'm just trying to help people, and they're just like, nope.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. I know how that is, because
yeah,
I have people. Oh, yeah.
Cutthroat.
This is like the company that I work for. I could have picked somebody's gate today, but I had to get the parts list that needed to be done back to the office. They get a quote. They send a quote to the customer, and the customer has to approve it. And I'm going, it's not that much. I had the parts on my truck. All I had to do was get it fixed, but I can't do it because you're going to run me through the mill to, you know, and I said, look, I just said, we got to run through the paperwork, you know, that my company has paperwork they've got to do, and it has to be, you know, we got to go through the process, and as soon as ever all the paperwork's together, then we'll get your gate fixed. And I was thinking, okay, 20 minutes from now I'll have this gate going if I could just take the parts off my truck and fix it. But I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
But I can't do that with my own company. That's part of the reason that I'm starting my own company, because the paperwork that's going through the fence company I'm working for is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I understand. And that, I said all that to say, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I
wish we would have found you before you did Home Advisor by Angie's. You know, I would have been able to save you money, make you more.
They took $400 and then they started charging my credit card for every lead. And I finally shut my credit card down. I'm like, oh no, you're not getting. And I've tried to tell them to shut down my Angie's leads, and okay, we'll get it done. And then they keep telling me I've got a lead. I'm like, didn't I tell you that I wanted to stop? So yeah, that's another call I got to make.
Hmm.
That's probably a good thing that you reminded me of. I got to call them.
I mean, if they just charged you $70 for something, didn't turn into anything, I would definitely jump on it.
Well, I gave them $400.
Wow.
Literally $400 to and then they just ran through that. I called and I called every customer that they sent me, and I couldn't get through. And I sent a text. What they do is they don't give you the customer's phone number. They give you a number through Angie's List.
Yeah.
It routes the call, and then when you try to leave a message, it's left on Angie's List, the server, instead of with the customer.
Hmm.
So yeah, but,
it's a nightmare.
If you can put me on the schedule for, well, I can't tell you when that check's coming through, but I can tell you when I'm getting paid. I'm getting paid. I'll be getting paid. Let me get my. On the 13th, I will have enough money. I'll have money in the bank that I can pay you guys and get started. If it's still available.
I can try. I'll put you on the calendar as priority callback, because you're in such a niche and there's such a demand for your niche. I don't think there's really many other guys. I think there's like two or three guys in the whole 40-mile radius around you that could provide the same service. So, you know, I mean, unless one of those guys snags it, yeah, I could definitely circle back with you. I'll put you on for Tuesday the 10th and see where you're at that time.
That's okay. Somewhere? Yes, sir.
All right. I got you on my calendar, Charles. I'll also send over my number if you want to call in, or if you have any other questions, you could always reach out to me and I can break it down for you and make sure you know exactly what we're trying to do for your company.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, right. if honestly, if my check from my Net30 comes in, then I can call you. Once that gets deposited in the bank and I get the money, then I can call you and we can get started.
I have a unique way of working with the Lord, you know. Sometimes I talk to him, and then who knows, maybe your check's going to be there today.
Well, no, the mail's already ran today. I already know that.
Well, then tomorrow.
That would be nice.
It's yes, no, and wait. Those are the only answers he ever gives me, you know? He didn't say no.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll got you on my calendar for Tuesday, and then I'll send my number over, and if anything happens before then, you let us know, and I'll jump on the line with you, and we'll get things going.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call.
You're very welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.